Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Political heavyweights make final push in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry before last day of campaigning tomorrow. Nomination filing ends for first phase of West Bengal and single phase Tamil Nadu assembly polls. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan rejects impeachment notice of motion against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Government assures sufficient stock of food grains available in country amid West Asia conflict. Railways approve projects of over 1,300 crore rupees to strengthen safety and infrastructure. West Asia conflict escalates as Israel hits Iranian petrochemical plant amid Trump's Hormuz deadline. And at the Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Preeti Pawar, Priya and Arundhati reach the finals, raising gold medal hopes for India. And now the news in detail. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry as tomorrow is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phased polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam today at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं।
Earlier addressing a public rally at Barpeta, Prime Minister Modi said, the BJP's resolve is to make the country developed and self-reliant. He said that the past 10 years have been marked by peace and prosperity in Assam. The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Shailja targeted the BJP over the issue of Uniform Civil Code. She alleged that such issues are raised during elections to create division among the people. She said her party stands for justice and equal rights for all. Other political parties including the Ahom Gona Parikhar, Ahom Jatiya Parikhar and Raijor Dal also intensified the campaign efforts in Assam. Puducherry witnessed a flurry of campaign activity today with prominent leaders addressing meetings and rallies across the Union Territory. Senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. More from our correspondent.
With just one day left for campaigning, Puducherry witnessed an intense exchange of poll promises and governance claims by various political parties. While Congress leader Rahul Gandhi reiterated the promise of full statehood in an election meeting at Lospet, BJP leader Amit Shah in Tirukannur put forward the promise of developing the Union Territory into a blue economy hub. Both leaders reaffirmed promises from their party's election manifesto in a bid to sway the voter opinion in their favour. DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also added momentum to the campaign trail, addressing a key election meeting in the Union Territory. Criticizing both BJP and Congress, Nam Tamilar Kachi leader Seeman raised concerns over the dominance of money in electoral politics, alleged neglect of agriculture and questioned why key issues such as statehood remained unresolved despite repeated promises. All India NR Congress released its election manifesto today, outlining its key promises and development agenda for the Union Territory ahead of the assembly elections. Bibinasnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
The Congress party today unveiled its manifesto for the Puducherry assembly elections. The party has pledged to work towards full statehood for Puducherry and waiver of government loans from the centre. On employment, the manifesto promises 30,000 jobs across government and private sectors, a monthly allowance of 2,000 rupees for unemployed youth, an establishment of a Puducherry Staff Selection Commission with priority for local candidates. In Keralam, the day was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government today. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karaseri and Tirumambadi.
Bring in a government that focuses on development, that focuses on providing your young people who you have educated with jobs, with opportunities to build their lives. Bring in a government that treats the great resources of this state with great respect and don't allow these resources to be used as tools for corruption and for keeping power at all costs.
Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended today. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Our Chennai correspondent reports a total of 5,562 nominations have been received for now.
In Tamil Nadu, the NDA alliance has AIADMK in 169 constituencies, BJP contesting in 27, PMK in 18, AMMK in 11, Tamil Manila Congress in 5, IJK in 2, the DMMK in 1, and Purachi Bharatham in 1. The DMK-led Secular Democratic Alliance has DMK contesting in 164, Congress in 28 seats, VCK in 8, CPI and CPM in 5 each will be in the fray. Actor Vijay's Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam and actor Seeman's Nam Tamilar Kachi will field 234 candidates for this election. Usually, the state registers around 75% votes. Chennai, the capital, normally registers around 65% votes. The total number of electorate during 2021 assembly elections was 6,26,74,446 voters. After special intensive revision, the electorate is 5,43,76,756. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
In our series of constituency profiles today, we cover an unreserved seat in Nagaon district of Assam.
Koliyapur Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam, with polling scheduled to be held on 9th April. Koliyapur is a key constituency in the Nagaon district and it is predominantly a rural area. In the current assembly election, four candidates are in the fray. Cabinet Minister Kesab Mahanta of the Assam Gana Parishad is pitted against the Rajyer Dal nominee Pradeep Kumar Barua. Rajyer Dal is a Congress-led opposition alliance partner. There are other two independent candidates. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Koliyapur Legislative Assembly constituency has witnessed changes in its geographical boundaries and voter composition. According to the Election Commission of India, the constituency has over 188,000 voters. Of these, more than 93,000 are male voters, over 95,000 are female voters. Polling will take place across 245 polling stations. In the 2021 assembly election, a total of four candidates contested from the seat. Key contenders included AGP's Kesab Mahanta, Prasanta Kumar Shoikia of Congress and two others. The seat was won by AGP candidate Kesab Mahanta. Aminul Jantar, Akashwani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have rejected the notice of motion brought by the opposition members to remove Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Rajya Sabha Secretariat and Lok Sabha Secretariat in separate communications informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the Chairman, Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha Speaker have refused to admit the notice of motion. In a first, the opposition had submitted notices in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha seeking to move a motion to remove Gyanesh Kumar from the post, alleging a partisan attitude. Supreme Court has directed that the final supplementary voter list in West Bengal must be published today following the completion of adjudication. Judges will be allowed to digitally sign documents until tomorrow if needed. Supreme Court came down heavily on the West Bengal administration after 7 judicial officers working on voter list revisions in Motabari, Kaliachok were surrounded and harassed. Chief Justice Surya Kant warned that if the state fails to control such situations, the court itself will decide the next steps. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs Anupam Mishra said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities.
We also have set up a control room in the Department of Consumer Affairs, continuous interaction with the states on any reference that we get on for black marketing and holding. Now this control room also monitors the prices of the essential commodities. Besides this, another very, very important tool that the Department of Consumer Affairs has is the National Consumer Helpline 1915. National Consumer Helpline 1915 is available in 17 languages across the country.
Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has adequate buffer stock for both wheat and rice.
The government is closely monitoring the food security situation in the view of West Asia conflict. So as you know that we have adequate buffer stock of wheat and rice, almost 3 times the buffer stock norms which is there. For wheat we have around 222 LMT and for rice we are having around 380 LMT. So both put together around 602 LMT of food stocks are available with us. So this is quite enough to take care of PDS requirement as well as any emergency requirement.
Additional Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal said that 2 Indian flag vessels, Green Sanvi and Green Asha, carrying LPG, have safely transited the Strait of Hormuz in the last 2 days. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict continues to escalate, with Iran rejecting proposals for a temporary ceasefire and Israel launching fresh strikes on key Iranian energy infrastructure, while diplomatic efforts intensify ahead of a looming deadline over the Strait of Hormuz. The media reported that a senior Iranian official said that Tehran would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire, arguing that Washington is not prepared to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive end to the conflict that began in February. Meanwhile, Israel carried out strikes on Iran's South Pars petrochemical complex in the southern energy hub of Asuliyeh. Iranian state media also confirmed the strikes. A report.
In the past few hours, tensions across West Asia have intensified as diplomatic efforts struggle to prevent further escalation. Israel says it has struck major Iranian petrochemical infrastructure in Asuliyeh, targeting facilities linked to a significant portion of Iran's export capacity. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the military had been ordered to continue strikes on Iranian infrastructure with full force, signaling the possibility of further strikes. At the same time, Iran has rejected proposals to reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire. The developments come as United States President Donald Trump continues to press for a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, warning of major strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure if shipping routes are not restored. Diplomatic proposals for a 45-day ceasefire are now being discussed, but with both sides maintaining hard positions, the risk of further escalation across West Asia remains high. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Back home, Indian Railways has approved multiple projects worth 1,364 crore rupees to strengthen safety, signalling and communication infrastructure across its network. The Ministry of Railways said that the sanctioned works include provision of coverage on locomotives, expansion of optical fibre cable network and replacement of panel interlocking with electronic interlocking systems across various railway zones. On to sports. Indian boxer Preeti Pawar downed Paris Olympics bronze medalist Aishi Im of Korea to storm into the final, while the seasoned Nikhat Zarin and Lavlina Borgohain bowed out of the Asian Boxing Championships at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary also notched wins in their respective semi-finals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political heavyweights make final push in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry before last day of campaigning tomorrow. Nomination filing ends for first phase of West Bengal and single phase Tamil Nadu Assembly polls. Rajya Sabha Chairman CP Radhakrishnan and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla reject impeachment notice of motion against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. And government assures sufficient stock of food grains available in country amid West Asia conflict. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.